Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, sir. Ambassador, Director. Actually, I had prepared a text which I sent to the Secretariat, which I was supposed to read out this afternoon. But as far as I'm concerned, I prefer to share with you in an interactive fashion some ideas and proposals of my delegation on the topic that we're dealing with this afternoon. Geneva being the international capital as the SDGs, and during the latest visit to Geneva, the SG of the UN had voiced major concerns about the goals set by 2030 and the achievement of the SDGs. He had even shown to be pessimistic and had said that perhaps some well-known states would be in a position to achieve those SDGs. Unlike, however, the vast majority would not be able to achieve them. So what should be done? I believe that the topic at hand this afternoon, once again, is coming at the right time. Director, you have said that governments and those who are concerned, only those who are concerned, will not be in a position to attain those results. And thus, we need to include other stakeholders, particularly the private sector. And we're thinking about the role that needs to be played by UNCTAD. We know that UNCTAD has done a great deal, but must go even further. And in this regard, I would like to make two proposals for which my country is working a great deal vis-a-vis the involvement of the private sector. And I'm thinking, first of all, of the transfer of migrants. We repeat this quite frequently here in Geneva. The transfer of migrants today constitutes a lot more than financing for development. We need to be able to guide them to the productive sectors, and not just the social sectors. We don't have time to get into the details, but this is extremely important. The second point are microloans, microcredits. We need to encourage microcredits for the vulnerable populations to enable them to have access to an income. And the banking system today, as we know, benefits from negative rate loans. And this means that the money is available even though we don't want to use it. May I now give you some food for thought for my country? With respect to the Minister of Morocco, had launched the Human Development Initiative. The philosophy is to draw a distinction between the assistance policy to a policy to promote income, to enable people to have access to an income. The private sector had been invited, and it has done so. It has invested in education, local healthcare, and vocational training. Today, we have a national observatory which follows these policies very closely, and we also have committees in that regard. Unfortunately, I can't get into further details. Now, the second pillar with respect to the accumulated experience of my country in terms of achieving the SDGs under these major themes pertain to sustainable development. Morocco is well known for having invested a great deal in renewable energy. We've opened up to the private sector and enabled them, through appropriate training and SMEs, to join this sector. As regards gender, we have communal land and we've opened up property to women. This is a gender perspective. This is extremely important so that women themselves can manage and develop projects, agricultural projects in particular. More recently, we have been thinking about launching a new development model. Now, the title is quite ambitious. Given that Morocco has invested a great deal in infrastructure, in roads, airports, ports, etc., today we are reorienting investment to the social sector. And this is fully in step with the SDGs. Furthermore, this is part and parcel of setting up a governance system. And I believe that countries such as my own as regards the governance system and investment in the SDGs, I believe we need assistance and support from UNCTAD, which would be quite welcome. Let me just conclude with the following. UNCTAD must further be interested in South-South cooperation, but also South-South investment. I call this South-South investment because there are reservoirs in that respect which will enable us to go further. By way of conclusion, what the permanent missions must do here, I believe that next spring there should be an important seminar on agricultural products in Africa, and we hope to have cooperation with UNCTAD on that. I'd like to come back to what the ambassador of Bangladesh has said. The issue of added value should be at the very core of our concerns. If we wish to be successful in achieving indigenous development, we need to have political will in that respect. Thank you very much.